This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Birds of a feather. Good vibes.
Hit.
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, you Disney freaks. How about it? Should we do this thing now?
Disney's the very best.
No question.
It is the biggest prize, I think, that we offer.
Absolutely.
And even though there's concerts and all kinds of cool stuff, and I mean, we did Swiftie shows, but yeah. Disneyland regularly, it's the big one.
It is. And right now we have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort by texting the word parade to our contest line. That's all. Just take the word parade, P-A-R-A-D-E, and text it to our contest line, which is 20357. Don't be afraid. It's only 5 numbers. If you text parade to 20357, you are entered to win those tickets. And you're in the running for the grand prize vacation, which includes 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. It's the grand prize. You want it. You know you do. Text parade, P-A-R-A-D-E, to 20357. You're entered to win. Boom. Just like that. Okay. A Metallica concert is coming to Apple Vision Pro tomorrow. Now, look, this is the first of many, I'm sure. The Apple Vision Pro is like Apple's answer to the virtual world, right? This is this virtual reality stuff. You put these big glasses on, and I've seen some of the videos for this, and it does look pretty cool. Like when you put the Oculus thing on from Meta, I guess, Facebook. Mm-hmm. You're just in that. It does have cameras, so you're seeing kind of a built version of the world around you, but you're playing games and you're in a cleared area. You got to make sure that you stay within the boundaries you've set so you don't go smashing into your couch or falling over your kitchen table. You're in this virtual world. But the couple things I've seen of the Apple Vision Pro, it's like a heads-up display. You're wearing it. They're glasses, and they're bigger than you want them to be. They're not quite the giant headset as the Oculus, but they're going to do this Metallica concert on here. It's an immersive virtual reality concert film. And starting tomorrow, you'll be able to watch this thing if you've got the Apple Vision Pro. Now, most of us don't have the Apple Vision Pro. What are we going to do, you guys? Well, you can go to the Apple store and
buy it.
They're lured. No, you can just try it out and see the Metallica show.
Oh.
However, they're not going to let you watch the whole thing. But here's the deal. This is actually a great way to get people to go, what now? And then, you know, let's say they do, Bruno Mars and Rosie are going to be doing a-pa-ta-pa-ta. And you can see it on it's an immersive thing that you can see. They're going to find ways to attract every component of the entire potential audience for these glasses. And they're going to, and it doesn't end there because porn. That's the thing that brings everyone to technology.
So you've used the Apple glasses for porn?
I've never used any Apple glasses, no.
I've used virtual reality glasses for porn before.
And?
Go on.
It's pretty cool.
But it wasn't like, I'm ruined now forevermore because this was too great.
Did you have to create a virtual girlfriend?
No. They just film certain things in VR. And you watch
so they're
them in
filming
VR.
It from what? Like the dude's perspective? So you could look down and see what's happening
you
there?
Can you all can look all over. Yeah. All over the place.
But when you go honk, honk, there's nothing there.
There's nothing to honk.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They haven't it's gotten like that down
honking,
yet.
Right.
I've never
one
used
day.
Any of that stuff. One so
day.
I don't know. But well, I've also never used
porn
it
drives
for
progress.
I've never used it for concerts and I've never used it for gaming. I'm not really a gamer. Like I'll kill some green pigs.
Sure. But you're not going to spend all day doing it. The thing about I remember when the Oculus came out, there was like a Paul McCartney thing where they stood somebody on the stage or somebody, you know, they put a camera array. I don't know how they catch this where you can look in any direction, up, down, all the way to do a whole 360 around you and you can see everything. But there was like a Paul McCartney show where you're standing on the stage. I don't know how much movement you had, but you were able to watch that. You're right there surrounded by the musicians who are making the music. And there's Paul McCartney right there. And that's just one example of, I'm sure, a lot of these things that they're doing, these immersive experiences.
I know that gaming, in fact, I was watching, it must have been last week's episode of Survivor, but there was a lady on the show who said she's trying to help a fellow contestant figure something out. And she's like, I game every night. I play games. And this is just one of the things I do. So as she's figuring this out, she's writing on her leg to try and figure out.
Scratching it with her. She's scratching with her fingernail onto her skin to write out.
The details aren't really important, but here's a lady, a grown woman on Survivor, who's talking about how she nightly plays games.
I think she's one of our locals. Is that the one named Camilla?
I don't know. I can't say. But I just felt like that is probably a lot of single people who have the spare time to, you know, fill.
It is a community, Vin. There's no question that you get on there and you're not necessarily just playing by yourself. Like, we're all super connected now. And people like Riley will sometimes go, okay, guys, sorry, I got a raid. I promised I'd help the team.
I'm not down talking it. Saying it's very much a regular part of a single person's life. Married people, you know, if you're, I don't know how you're getting the time if you have kids to do this, but if you're a single person, and I
your
heard
wife's
her say
very
that,
forgiving.
She dropped it like nothing.
Yeah, game
I
every
game
night.
Every night, and I thought, who in the...
Well,
what?
If you're gaming every night, I'm sure that this is really interesting to you.
I
will say, I got those Oculus glasses. This is not, I was not paid to take those. I bought those with my, that was not like an ad. I got these
Oculus
things.
But you got your Sarah discount, right? I mean...
I did not.
What?
I bought these things.
You paid full price?
I did.
Oh my.
I bought the Oculus and used them for a while. And I did like them. I love some of the games. There were some mystery games and kind of like almost like escape room style stuff. Lots of stuff like that. But I got slightly motion sick every time I played it. The thing's heavy and it was cumbersome. And it was not from a tactile place. It was not that comfortable to play with. So I put it down, but my kids still use them. I did stop. Yeah.
Oh,
we have my one kid continued to play. And then I think the other one is just sitting there probably out of battery by now. But if they were lighter and I could do more with them than just play games, I might be into that. I don't know. But I feel like maybe I'm not the demo for them. You know, it's the kids. It's the lady who games every night. So Metallica and Apple have teamed up for a VR concert film. It's available via Apple Vision Pro starting tomorrow. It's called Metallica. And it's, they say here, the immersive concert experience was filmed during Metallica's final M72 tour stop of 2024. It was in Mexico City. Mm. It features full performances of Whiplash, One, and Enter Sandman.
Sick.
All shot in Apple Immersive Video. Well, they go on and on about what all you're going to see here. But if you don't have Apple Vision Pro, there is a standalone spatial audio EP that's also being released via Apple Music tomorrow. And if you're curious about the VR concert, go to your local Apple store. They have it set up so you can demo this, which I haven't been to an Apple store in a while, but this has been, I feel like it's been a little while since they rolled this Apple Vision Pro out, and they must have like a little corner of the store dedicated to it, right? People who can answer questions and show you.
I don't think about it at all. I actually think this is one of those things where, to me, the concert going experience can't be equaled in any way, shape, or form. I love being out at a show, hearing it, having it. I can't hear, you know, all the stuff it comes with. I'm lost. Oh, no. Everything that someone stepped on my toe. Ow! All those things are part of this greater experience. I can see young people going, this is way better than being at a show.
Mm.
Way better.
Right. It eliminates all the pesky getting there, getting tickets, and getting to your seats.
Maybe older people might be the audience for it. Who knows?
I was going to say I would dig it because I just can't do crowds anymore. Absolutely hate crowds. Don't like to be cattled in, and the shows are always a little too loud.
Yes, I don't know how this one's set up either. Like, are you in the audience or are you on this? Because some of the on stage stuff, I'm like, if I could walk around on stage with the Foo Fighters and truly walk around and watch them as they're playing and, you know, practically feel them spitting and sweating on me, I would be like, oh, goodness, that's what an amazing experience that is. Anyway, if you want to check it out, you can go try these things on at your local Apple store. And not an ad, by the way, not an ad for Apple. I think this is just sort of a cool thing. Spotify, they released some numbers. Spotify is not a darling of the music industry. A lot of people use Spotify, but a lot of artists are like, you guys suck and you're robbing us. So they're saying, nah, we pay 10 times more than we did just a few years ago. That's pressure. It's claiming that...
So have they gotten to a penny yet?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. Spotify pays about $3 per 1,000 streams. This was in 2024. So they're yelling that we're doing plenty of stuff. We paid $10 billion in 2024. They say the payments have increased tenfold over the last 10 years. They're saying if you are in the top 100,000th, let's say you're the 100,000th most streamed artist, you would get about $6,000. For 1 year. Like if, you know, you start with Drake, who's the most streamed or whoever, and you go down 100,000 artist names, that person probably made about $6,000, up from $600 the first year Spotify was out. Meanwhile, the 10,000th most streamed artist, so now we're way up the list, but still 10,000 down, like I couldn't name 10,000 acts, they reportedly received about $131,000, up from $34,000. It reports that about
This is Spotify reporting they are paying.
Spotify, in the last year, there are 1,500 artists, they say. If you're number 1,500, you made over $1 million. I couldn't name 1,500 acts. But that's, I mean, if that is true, that sounds a lot better than what I've been told. However, here's what everyone's yelling. They're like, oh, great, thanks for that. By the way, it's $3 per 1,000 streams in 2024, well, the same figure, 1,000 streams, earned you $4.80 at YouTube, $6.20 at Apple Music, and $8.80 at Amazon Music.
And if you use Tidal, they pay even more for streams than, I mean, they pay like 0.013 compared to 0.003 for music. That's what I use.
Well, Tidal's expensive.
It is a monthly fee, but it's worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you find it to be worth it?
The music quality is better. I like.
Is that so? You can tell.
Really into listening to music in my car, and got a nice sound system for it, and I want to play the best sounding stuff through it. So I play Tidal. Plus, I feel good about it because you're getting more money to artists by using it. So, not a plug, an ad.
No, but that's
just
actually, you know, Vinny's made that case many times. I buy records because I want to support artists.
Yeah,
and it's true that if you are paying a monthly fee somewhere, and the world now is your oyster and you own every record, you may not be supporting the artist that you actually want to support.
I have friends that are songwriters and they're like, it's not even worth it anymore. Like they just, it's just
there's
not worth,
unless you are
no
selling
money.
A gajillion, unless you, right, unless you're being streamed a gajillion times, there's no money in it.
I'm looking at, what I searched was the top artists on Spotify for 2024, and can you guess the top global artist of 2024?
Taylor, maybe?
Yep.
Oh, is it Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I just heard that Drake just broke some other record and
Drake came in at 4 for 2024. Well, it was The Weeknd at 2, Bad Bunny at 3, Drake, Billie Eilish, Travis Scott, Peso Pluma.
Oh.
Huh.
Mm.
Who?
Mm.
Kanye West.
What?
Really?
Kanye West came in at number 8 on the most streamed artists globally for 2024. Ariana Grande and someone called Feed. F-E-I-D. Feed?
Let's go Feed.
I think it's Feed. I've heard of the band, yeah.
Oh, it's a band.
I think so. Unless I'm...
Well, that's, you know, good for them, I guess.
The top song globally.
Now, Feed is a Colombian singer.
Oh.
Not who I was.
Espresso.
Oh. That was the number one most streamed song last year?
Yeah, Benson Funny. Boone came in at 2.
Oh, those are big songs, yeah.
Anyway, I don't have Spotify. I can't even speak to you.
You know, I have radio.
I like radio, and I'm a member on Apple. I have a package.
Oh, yeah, I do have an Apple.
That
Apple
actually,
One.
Yeah, I have a package
News
that,
and everything
that keeps
else.
My pictures. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a little less than $40 a month, but it allows me to not worry about how many pictures I take of my super cute kids. Mm.
I'm going to squeeze in one more little thing here. Your kids are super cute. No argument from this corner. SZA.
Yeah.
SZA tied a record that was previously held by Michael Jackson all by himself. So her album SOS has spent 79 total non-consecutive weeks in the top 10 of the Billboard 200. So top of the heap for 79 total nine. So it fell to 11. It fell to 15, whatever, but it popped back up. And look, her appearance at the Super Bowl, I'm sure, has something to do with this as well. But before that, Michael Jackson's Thriller was the only album by a black artist to ever hit that milestone. Mm. So 79 was the record that he held. SZA says, my album tying MJ's Thriller record got me speechless. And it would. And all she needs is one more week in the top 10 at any given time. It's a non-consecutive thing here. So if she gets one more week, then she beats him.
I don't even think she was alive for that record either.
No, she's young.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. Thriller's,
like,
Thriller's over 40 years old. That had to be 1984,
1985. Yeah, no, mid-80s for sure. Billie Jean on
Not
MTV. That was the big first song off that record.
1982.
Oh, 82. Oh, all right. So 44. There's no way she's 44.
No.
What are we? Oh, it's 2025. There's no way she's 43. Is she even 30? Like, this is a young woman.
She's young. She's fairly new. I listened to that first record and was like, whoa, she's also dirty.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that
these days. In a good way.
Right? Everybody's
dirty
now.
Maybe not dirty. Nasty? I don't know. Nasty's not good.
Surprising.
Yeah. Hot. Going
okay,
for it.
Let's go hot.
Sexy. What, I don't know what to say.
Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Well, this next story is about Bay Area home prices.
Uh-oh.
And then I've got a bunch of nonsense after that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Hush, hush, darling. Hush, hush, darling.
She's a leading lady in NYC. Hush.
She is a leading lady. She's the leading lady. Mm-hmm. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the S&B Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about on the show today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here.
Yeah.
Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com, and we'll get you rocking on Alice.
It's easy. Easy as pie.
Blue sky outside in downtown San Francisco, yeah. So for now, we have a break in the rain.
Looking good.
And we got a lot of snow, so I hope you're headed up there with all your gear, as we speak, to go make turns. Rip it up.
So jealous if you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this headline was interesting to me. There's a lot of numbers, and it gets too detailed, so just try to take what I'm saying on the surface. And this kind of speaks to what Scott Budman told us about yesterday, which is the tech industry has destroyed the housing market in the Bay Area. Not destroyed, but, you know.
Made it really tight.
Made buying a home really difficult with all the money flowing in the tech
industry. Little houses are $2 million.
Mm-hmm. In 2014,
yes,
70% of Bay Area homes sold for under $1 million. Oh my
gosh. 10 years ago, basically.
In 2014, almost 3/4 of Bay Area homes sold for under $1 million.
Okay.
Now that's just 26%.
Oh my God.
In 10 years. Now I realize, as we say, you know, ruined, not ruined, I guess isn't the right
not
way
if you
to
have
say.
A house to sell.
If you bought a house and were able to get into the market, you're seeing good profit, good turn on your buck. So ruined is probably the wrong word, but for those of you out there trying to buy your first home, you would probably use that word. You would say, yeah it's ruined.
I can't buy a house here. It's ruined for me.
And now it just becomes that, yeah, they listed it for $1 million, but I have to bid $2 million in order to get it.
Right. And I still won't get it.
Yeah.
Because somebody else will have already gotten it.
So that article, if you want more on the numbers, is from the San Jose Merc. That's the paper I usually read. And 70% of Bay Area homes sold for under $1 million in 2014, and now just 26% do.
That is just so unbelievable.
I know. There's your headline, and it's crushing.
Mm.
So.
Will there be a bursting of this bubble? Like there's a bursting of everything else?
I don't see how. Mm. I mean, tech is still thriving despite, and that was the real, that was the thing. They're not saying it, but there's the thing. Scott Budman said yesterday, AI is already allowing companies to cut employee counts, you know,
already
body counts, right? So to speak.
Places, it seemed like the tech jobs, they were screaming for people. Please, we need people. And now they're like, no, it's all right.
I was talking to Christina and she said that they used to take these presentations they need and there were people offshore and they would send the details of what they need to do to and have these people put together this present to this deck, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And then this thing would be sent back to them to use in a day or so. And she's like, now I just do it with ChatGPT.
Oh my God, I just tell
it what I needed to do and it returns it in minutes, not days.
Right.
And there's no human involvement whatsoever.
Oh, man.
That's AI in work for you. So, yeah. A lot of people aren't, but that doesn't mean that tech's going broke or it's a changing workforce.
Yeah, well.
AI,
things
everyone.
Change. And we all bitch about how this came in and it changed everything. Well, now that's going to change too. Everybody's got to pivot.
Random things everyone experiences but never talks about. Here's just a couple of things.
Okay.
When you're lying in bed and you have to pee, but you're both too tired to get out of bed to go to the bathroom, and your bladder is too full to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Common occurrence.
It's just like pee limbo.
I get right up.
Yeah, I know.
I am not going to sit here
and pretend. I'm pretty sure I can fall back to sleep.
And you probably can.
Well, in the olden days, maybe.
No, this lady drinks 2 gallons of coffee.
I do drink 2 gallons of coffee.
And does not go pee ever.
I've peed twice today at work. I peed at 5:30 and I peed an hour ago. And I'll pee again before I leave. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying. Maddie and I have made it down the hall 14 times to your 3.
Do you really? How many times do you think you pee at work?
4 at least.
Like right when you get here after your
Not
hour?
Always right when I get okay. here because I just got here.
Right.
And I'm still on a little bit of... Anyway... You know what I'm saying, right? There's parking a little bit. Yeah, there's a couple turns that have to be made. Mm-hmm. I redline that beeping in my car. It just goes,
yeah.
I take it easy. I can see. I got room. I'm fine. Don't worry.
It's like, I don't really trust you. I don't think you're that good of a driver.
Cardiac arrest of the car.
Cardiac arrest.
I totally redlined the thing. It goes, I'm watching.
I turned off that beeping. Mine, because I'm like, I don't listen to that.
Oh.
Because my car will go into parking mode even when I slow down on a city street. You know how you're sitting in traffic for a while?
Yeah.
It'll be like, you know, telling me how close I am to everything. I'm like, okay, tell me, but don't yell it at me. I'm not parking right now. I'm just driving. I get it. You're scared of other cars, you big wussy of a car.
These are random things everyone experiences but never talks about. Right. Although I do think people talk about this. When you walk into a room, you forget what you went in there to do. And you stand there frozen like, if I don't say anything or do anything, it will come to me.
And it never does. Until you go back to the other room that you were in and then you go, oh yeah, damn it. I just walked all the way up there and all the way back. Yeah.
I am usually because of this job and the tight window we have in the morning, there's often I'm doing 2 things at once. So I turn the shower on, but I'm grabbing this thing and I've got to... And I will find myself with 2 things in my hand and almost frozen, like, which one has to happen first? This is so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Here I still stand, though. I'm losing time. What am I going to...
Right. Put them both down and get in the shower.
So stupid.
I find that, like, I'll be so distracted that I'll take my, you know, I'd put my cereal box in the fridge or I'll put the milk in the cupboard, you know, just... And you just go, oh, this is... That seems bad.
I look in my fridge anytime I lose something.
Oh.
Yeah, I do that so often.
Smart.
Yeah.
That is smart.
That is very, very smart.
Go to the places with the closed doors.
Is it, though?
Well.
If I'm doing it so often.
No, because sometimes you do it unconsciously. You're just like, well, here's a place to put something.
Here's my keys, my phone.
I feel like this is a me thing, but it turns out they're saying everyone deals with this.
Okay.
When you have a late in the day appointment and your whole day becomes waiting mode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Got one today.
Oh.
Waiting mode. It's a constant.
I won't start anything else until
it
happens.
You just can't get that thing off your face. Like, God.
I had a 1 o'clock call with my accountant yesterday to get my taxes done. Yes, thank you. Shame.
Taxes.
LS Tax in San Anselmo. TJ, he's the best. I couldn't do anything else. I'm like, John goes, oh, well, I'm going to go. I'm like, no. I'm going to stay here. I got a call in an hour and 15 minutes. I can't be walking over there. That's
waiting mode.
Right. And I set an alarm for 12:45. So I'd be like, oh, you better make sure your phone's turned on. You get to call. Oh, boy.
I
hate that feeling.
It's a dumb
hanging
feeling,
over your head thing.
And it shouldn't be as distracting as it is. I know there are a lot of people who have so many meetings in every given day that they couldn't possibly be in waiting mode because their whole calendar is
right.
filled with meetings. But even my guitar lesson, which I love and want to do.
Is it at 2 p.m.?
It's at 2 p.m.
That's a terrible time for us.
I find myself just going, oh, I can't go, but I gotta, and I should just, but
I can't. Because I got this thing.
And
it's got to happen, right?
I want to do it. When you're calling someone and hope they don't pick up.
Oh, my God.
Just
every
so
time
the missed call shows up and and they know you reached.
Yep.
What do you mean, yep? You do it too?
Of course. I hate talk. I just get so, like, or if I have a meeting and it gets canceled, oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, my God. It is the best.
So happy when
it just makes me so happy when a meeting gets canceled. So happy! So happy. I'm not trying to hint at anybody about anything right now.
925 says, our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, is Vinny getting his prostate checked?
Oh.
He said he has to pee a lot. That could be a sign of, no, I'm guzzling coffee and water all morning. And yes, I have had myself checked.
Hot.
I've gotten the tube twice now. The last time, though, they went, we think you're good for a while.
You mean for a colonoscopy?
Yeah.
That's not a prostate check.
Well, no, but they check they check everything back there, right?
I don't know.
They're in there.
I don't know.
Right, while they're there.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I get one done. I get both. I get the endo and the, I get front and back done when
you
I get
it
done.
You got an endo? Why do you go for it?
Because I get some acid reflux.
Oh,
so
they want to make sure you don't get like an esophageal cancer.
Yeah, so they check both at the same time. So you got
Jesus.
I have had one where my doctor goes, pulls on a glove.
Yeah, that's a prostate.
That's when they're trying. Feeling around. That was where the drumstick story came from.
From my doctor's?
But no, not from yours.
From theirs.
From theirs.
No. Yes, I'm getting that checked. And no, it's not that. It's that I'm guzzling water and coffee all morning.
Yeah. Don't you take some salt palmetto?
Saw palmetto keeps my stream strong.
You want a strong stream at your age.
So if you are in any way, and a doctor told me about this stuff, by the way. She said to me, try this first because if we put you on a medicine.
You're always going to be on that medicine.
You're going to be on that. And then I took it and went, oh, it works perfectly, and there's no side effects.
This segment's making me have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Oh. Do it. Just go, bro.
Really?
Just turn up the music. Let's make this happen. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Excuse me.
He knows the scene.
It's so warm.
If you've seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, I just did the...
No. That's not right. We're talking about Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. I've also seen that one as well. Anyway...
Pardon me. Frozen to each other. Okay, crank that game music up. Here we go. It's Inside the Blank game, you guys.
Vinny wins. I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to do a little combo.
Oh,
you're going to give up?
No.
I'm
going to
because I got a back in the day I want to do, and then I get the rest of them are the birthdays. So we're going to start with the when did that happen? William Herschel discovers Uranus, the seventh planet from the sun. Uranus was the first planet to be discovered with the aid of a telescope. They had to get a scope for that. And it wasn't until years later that the rings around Uranus were discovered. What year did that happen? When did they discover Uranus? Vinny, you're first. When was that discovered?
1972, Bob.
Oh, way before that. So I'll go 71.
It's 1781.
1781. It was when they discovered Uranus.
We've known about Uranus for a long time, Vinny.
You just talked about it.
Yeah.
I talk about a lot of stuff.
Didn't check.
All right, here we go.
Good to go.
Maddie, you're first. How old is that guy? How old is Jack Harlow? rapper who starred
in
the
freaking guy.
I know, if your favorite. That's why I did him.
I don't know.
How
Jack
old
Harlow.
Is Jack Harlow? He starred in the 2023 remake of White Men Can't Jump that nobody cared about.
33.
Okay.
34.
He's 27.
Ah!
That's another point for Maddie.
Yeah.
How
biggest
old?
Poser ever.
Yeah. You hate him.
I don't hate anybody, but he's a poser.
How old is Adam Clayton, U2's bassist? How old is that guy, Vinny? Adam Clayton, the bassist for U2.
63.
64, Bob.
He's 65.
Son of
That's another point for Maddie. How about how old is Tristan Thompson? He's a Cavalier. He shares two kids with Khloe Kardashian. Maddie, you're first. How old is Tristan Thompson?
30, Bob.
Oh, that's 31.
34 is the correct answer. Vinny, you're on the board.
Yeah.
How old is Danny Masterson, former star of That 70s Show, now a convicted rapist serving 30 years? I believe Vinny is first on this one.
No, I am. 46.
And I only have one?
Yeah, you only have one.
What happened to my Adam Clayton win?
That's the only one
that's
you have,
one
I believe.
You, that's what you got. Yeah.
Wait, what about my other win?
You got none.
What other win?
You know the one?
No, he didn't get an Adam Clayton win.
No.
You got the Adam Clayton win. He just got the Tristan Thompson win.
And then what about the one before that?
No,
that was another one that you lost. Yeah. I'm not sure.
You
who's
do
that
not
seat.
Like losing.
Vinny, Maddie, Vinny,
no one likes
Maddie.
Losing.
All right. According to my math, Vinny's supposed to go first, but if you guys are saying Maddie, then tell me how old is Danny Masterson? That 70s Show guy.
42.
42. Vinny?
43.
49. That's another point for you, Vinny.
Uh-oh.
2-3. Let's see. I'll make this the last one unless you guys tie. How old is William H. Macy? You know, the Fargo movie guy, Frank Gallagher on Shameless, married to the college scammer Felicity Huffman.
Oh.
I don't know if they're still married.
Brutal.
I know, right?
Yeah, they're still married.
Okay.
You think he dumped her for that?
I don't know. But sometimes things like that drive a wedge.
You well, Ryan Reynolds dumped Brooke.
Blake Lively?
Yeah.
They have a bunch of kids together. They might have four kids.
So you think he's going to stay?
They're very in love.
Yeah.
They are?
Sure they are. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's
all right,
like,
what was the question?
Why do you have to drag me into all your problems,
now
Blake?
Now I'm stained. I've got stains all
now
over me.
Now look, your crap's all over me.
Yeah.
William H. Macy. How old is that guy, Vin?
He is 63.
64, Bob.
He is 75 years old and by a score of 4-2.
Ooh.
Maddie is on the show.
No kisses for you.
Maddie, he's on the show. Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got more Disneyland tickets. And the next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.